Because our society equates intelligence with school learning, children who have difficulty developing the academically prized capacities are at high risk for feeling stupid. Children with reading disabilities, for example, find it difficult to think of themselves as smart. They discount evidence of their intelligence, such as well-developed social skills, clever problem-solving in building a soapbox car, or even above-average scores on IQ tests. The mother of one such child told me about an incident that happened when her son Matt was playing at a neighbor's home. The neighbor later commented, in a surprised voice, "Matt's really witty. I mean, I knew he was in the special reading group." Her voice trailed off as she realized what she was saying. And Matt's mother, like every parent whose child struggles with academic learning, had to contend with yet another person who felt that such children cannot be intelligent.